Quorum in the room, so I'm going to begin the Finance Committee meeting of November 10th, 2015. I want to recognize the council members that are in the room. I'm Councilman John Cartier, Chair of the meeting. We have Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Holland, Councilman Smiley, Councilmember Diller, and I know there are other council members who will be joining us hopefully shortly at the table. I want to recognize my aide, Brian Holweiler, is taking the notes of the meeting today. Do I have, moving on to the agenda, approval of the minutes? Do I have a motion on the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second on the minutes of...
We only have six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I stand corrected. Who was Dave was here. Councilman Tackett left.
Did you roll before we did that?
Yes.
Okay, well then it does, so it's six.
All right, we'll move on until we have people coming in to meet quorum. We had Councilman Tackett walked out. All right. Under other resolutions, resolution 15-201, approving the special services department's development and implementation of an asset management plan. Councilman Sheldon.
Mr. Chair. This is just an asset management plan employing the integrity and set of process designed to start the implication of the life cycle cost. And it gets us into the ball game to have grants and go to the federal government and service. And it's preserving the established levels of the sanitary sewers and the assets and so forth. And it controls the levels of service. Through special services, through the Clean Drinking Water Act, and so forth.
Okay, and
and the so special services is here, or finance?
Yes.
Oh, there they are, okay.
Mr. Zern, I believe, is here. Would you like to make a comment further, giving us detail on resolution 15-201?
Sure. Jason Zern, Special Services. Councilman Sheldon, you know, described the program fairly well. We are submitting for a grant through the DENREC financial branch, and the purpose of that is for the development and implementation of the plan. It's been a while, but perhaps you guys remember, I've done a few presentations over the last couple of years for you on our asset management plan. The program is basically developed, but we haven't implemented everything yet, so this grant that we're securing will help us actually implement the program, or at least portions of the program. So as a requirement of the application process, we have to submit, just to kind of read the language here on the application, the utilities governing body approving the development and implementation of the asset management planning process. So that's the resolution that's before you.
And on the title of the resolution is also the fiscal note, which I'll read in the record. It's Special Services Department's application for a no-match required grant under the Wastewater and Drinking Water Asset Management Incentive Program is accepted. The county can realize a $100,000 capital savings on public sanitary sewer system management costs. Could you comment on that?
Correct. Sure. This is something that we had intended.
Please identify yourself for the record.
Jason Cern, Special Services again. This is something that we had intended to do anyway, so we feel it is a great saving since we were going to proceed with the implementation of the program. Again, it's a no-match grant. It's $100,000 that we will don't have to pay out of our capital program.
Okay, thank you. Any comments, questions from members of council concerning resolution 15-201? Is there any way we can get a quorum in here, Jim, so I can approve minutes? Here we go. We got it. We're good.
Motion to approve the minutes of the 10-27 Finance Committee meeting.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Suppose I said no.
All those opposed?
Doesn't matter as long as
okay, the minutes are approved. I'd like to recognize that Councilman Street has joined us at the table so that we have a quorum for this Finance Committee meeting. Next resolution, 15-202, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Oracle America Incorporated for annual maintenance for computer software to add on support coverage for the new Sun servers for the Office of Technology in the amount of $6,143.76. As is commonly known, we have many software systems that the county utilizes for its databases and other functions in the departments, and this contract is for Oracle America for maintenance of computer software and add support coverage for the new Sun servers. Does anybody from finance or anybody want to offer comment on this? Okay. All right. Per title, as it reads, just in a fiscal impact, this resolution authorized the execution of one purchase order contract totaling $6,143.76, and the funding is included in the FY 2016 approved operating budget. I'd like to recognize that Councilmember Bell and Council President Bullock have joined us at the table. We have a very short agenda. We're just moving through. Under ordinances, we have none. Moving on to other, we have Newcastle County Council grant request, community events, and just bringing that up on my system here. All right, grant application. First application is my application to the town of Bellefonte in the amount of $2,000. And this is to help defray the cost. In 2015, Council President joined me at one of the ceremonies. We recognized, and the town of Bellefonte recognized 100 years of as a municipality. It was established in March of 1915, and they had a series of anniversary events through the year, and this was to help them defray the cost of that. And that town is run by a group of town commissioners who are all volunteer, and they do great work. So I'd like to make a motion for $2,000 to the town of Bellefonte for their 100th anniversary celebration activities.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
The motion passes, one not voting. All right, Council President Bullock.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The St. Michael School and Nursery requested $250 toward the 125th anniversary of this outstanding school right here downtown for scholarships and capital projects. I make a motion that the $250 be approved for St. Michael School.
I have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
All right, the motion to approve a $250 grant to the St. Michael School and Nursery, Inc. for their 125th anniversary scholarship program and capital projects is approved. Moving on, Councilman Bell.
Yes, sir. Noble?
Yes.
Okay. This is a grant application that was submitted by Noble, which stands for and represents the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, not only here in Newcastle County in the state of Delaware, but nationwide. This is one that they submit each year. We have several members of our county police department and other police departments here in the county as well as throughout the state that belong to Noble, are active in Noble. And what they do is around the holidays, they try to get some grant money, raise money in order to provide whether it's a turkey, whether it's a chicken, whatever, to folks that are not in a position to, you know, purchase or have turkey at Thanksgiving and around the holidays. And they kind of carry from Thanksgiving right on through the Christmas holiday. What's noteworthy about this organization, and especially the Delaware chapter, and in particular Director Bryant and the officers, men and women that belong from Newcastle County Police, is that at the last annual Noble Conference, they were singled out and awarded by the national organization for its involvement and efforts in community partnership programs. And so, you know, it's something that I think we ought to all be proud of, and be proud of the folks that we have, the men and women in our department that, you know, that undertake these type of endeavors to give to others. So with that being said, they're asking for $2,500. This is countywide and everything. It's not just in the 12th district. So if anyone would like to join in contributing towards it, in order to get them to the $2,500, if I need to do the whole $2,500, I'll do it. If we have some partnerships on council with it, then I'll make up the difference, whatever needs to be done.
I'd like to contribute $500.
Okay, thank you.
Councilman Street? $500 for Councilman Street. We're $1,000. Do we hear $1,500? $1,500. $500. Total of $1,500. $500 from Council President Bell. Councilmember Kilpatrick. $500.
Did I get to be president? Five.
And I will complete the other five. That would give the $2,500.
Okay. So what is that duly noted? Okay. We have. You want to make this into a motion, sir?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a motion that County Council provide a grant to the NOVA organization in the amount of $2,500 for their community partnership program.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
I'm voting.
Okay, the grant to NOVA from the amount of $2,500 for purchase of food baskets for needy families, toys, clothing, gifts for needy families is approved. Great cause. I'm glad you're bringing that forward. We're all happy to participate. Thank you. That concludes the grant portion of the agenda. Moving on to expense and revenue roundtable. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I'll probably make at least alienate one more person with this, but I'm going to take a shot. With the constant changes of technology and everything else, unfortunately, this council always ends up behind the eight ball. And currently, we've got a multitude of different types of printers in service on our floor. We're constantly purchasing all different types of ink. What I'd like to suggest is we ask the deputy clerk of council, along with whatever assistance she may require, with the policy director or whoever you deem necessary to help, to take a look and evaluate the possibility of our going to an annual, let's say, house cleaning replacement. All right, well, the copier and work with purchasing, where we bring in, everybody gets the same printer. And we're going to cycle them out on whatever she comes back with. This seems like a reasonable time, a 12-month basis, whatever. Understanding, and I realize it's a long walk from one end of this hall to the other, because I make it every once in a while, that there may be a time when someone's printer goes down. But that's why we set up these other big printers, so that we can print to them for the amount that we do. So I'd like to ask that we evaluate it, at least ask her, if she doesn't mind, to work on it, bring it, you know, and ask the advice of purchasing, whatever. But it just doesn't make sense to me that we've got some printers, like the one I've been using since I came on council, that has a color cartridge and an ink cartridge, and a black ink cartridge. Then we have others who have printers like the one I have at home that actually has five different cartridges, two black ones and three different colored ones to mix. So we're getting ink from all over, all different places, and I just have to believe that we can save some type of money, if nothing else. Just have it make more sense when we're ordering supplies by doing that. So I didn't want to speak and ask her to do it, and then somebody, well, how come you're doing it without talking to council? It makes sense, but I'm talking to council, maybe it only makes sense to me. So that's what I would propose.
Okay, a good idea. Is there any comment from staff about this? Is this something that makes sense?
It, Holly Shin, Deputy Clerk, it does make a lot of sense. My only question would be, like, some folks have laser printers, and most have inkjet printers. The difference is substantial in the cost, and I wouldn't want to tell people with a laser printer that they have to switch, because typically they're people that print high volumes, and, you know, higher volumes of work in laser printers a lot faster.
Or are we publishing books?
In some cases, I think.
Okay, Councilmember Diller.
Yeah, we should all be on Laser. They're relatively inexpensive. You get much better quality than the inkjet printers. I don't know why anybody is still using those old inkjet printers when we can have, I mean, decent quality with a Laser printer. I mean, I went into Staples yesterday, and there was a Laser printer that did double-sided for $60. You can't get much cheaper than that.
Yeah, we're one of the lead aprons. I'm a little worried.
Councilman Spahn, do you want to put that in a form of motion?
I'd like to continue.
I just wanted to respond. Laser printers are much more expensive than inkjet printers, and the cartridges are also much more expensive. So if it comes to, as Councilman Smiley said, replacing them every year, that would be a much higher cost.
Let's take a look. Let's bring back a comparison.
Do you want to put it in a form of a motion? Yes, Councilman.
I just want to make one other comment, Betsy Gardner. I don't think lasers are color, they're not color printers.
That's right. I mean, we would have to accept, excuse me, Lisa Diller, we would have to accept that we're sending our color stuff there as opposed to doing it in the office. But trust me, if you read Consumer Reports, Laser printers are so much cheaper than, you know, those individual ink cartridges that you have to replace in those inkjet printers.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Here's the only flaw that I see in this that I'm going to verbalize. If we go on an annual basis of changing printers so that they are all the same, by the time we are halfway through this, we won't be able to get the same printer. Do you see what I'm saying? So we're going to end up in the same situation, some of them on some kind of printer and some of them on a different kind of printer, so we're still going to be buying more than one ink. If I replace my printer on an annual basis, I can't get the same printer that it was the year before.
We've got a bunch of phone hands being thrown up. Councilman Tack, and I'd like to recognize Councilman Tack has rejoined us at the table, and Councilman Smiley, Councilman Bell.
Oh, sorry. I was here at the beginning, I guess I left. Yeah, I just hope this would move quickly and it wouldn't turn into a $1 million discussion. I mean, you know, come on.
So
Tim brought in somebody years ago to talk about ink and stuff.
I was going to say that did
that
all that.
That kind of went by the wayside.
Yeah.
I brought this up to Boyle years ago on it because everybody, I mean, let's just try to move it quickly.
Yes, sir.
And all I was going to say is I don't think we anticipate getting the same print, but I do think I anticipate us at a reasonable time depleting our ink supply.
Right.
So I'd at least like to get an evaluation.
Sure. Councilman
Maybe
Bell.
It's all for naught, but.
I support Councilman Smiley's initiative, and I think, you know, we take a look at it in a quick form and get back, and it makes a lot of sense, not only from the standpoint of reliability and everything, but I think from, you know, cost perspective and everything is why, you
right.
know, duplicate everything.
Okay, Councilman, what? Jim Boyle, Policy Director.
What Councilman Smiley, I believe, is saying is that we change them over about once a year. Right now, we probably have, I don't know, 12 different types of printers here. Okay.
Nine?
Okay. I was close. Okay. With all different type of, when we first started here, it was one type of printer as time goes on. At this point in time, talking to the IS and, you know, people in IS, when we, and I just, in fact, I just sent an email asking for a new printer for someone. We don't even repair them anymore. They're not worth it. Okay, we just replace them. Now at this point, even a good inkjet would only run you about $100, if maybe less. And you just turn them over in that way. What's really not costing us is the printer. It's the ink. And we're asking for nine different types of ink. Okay, so instead we're going to go just to one standard ink, which really that's where we're going to save the money.
I would make a motion that we task the deputy clerk with every in-house additional staff participation she needs to assist her in evaluating the possibility of our going to an annual turnover of staff printers, staff and council.
Second the motion.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Councilman Tackett.
Mr. Chairman, just quickly, are we cross-charged on the printers?
We are cross-charged on print, yes.
That's what I thought.
Jim Boyle, we are cross-charged on print.
Probably cross-charged.
Okay. Anything else for the expense and revenue roundtable? Mr. Councilman Sheldon, under other, yes.
This is another $1,500 item, so we remember it's 3 o'clock is our next meeting. It was very good, the pastries for public safety. They were handing out a large-size magnet that you wrote in. And I've been to 3 different civic associations where people have actually pulled out Mike Ramone's. It's his, the state does it. On the bottom of it says, not paid by taxes. So anyway, I thought when 3 different people have come up at 3 different civic associations, want to know the non-emergency numbers. They've always asked about tax forms. I asked my aide Angelique to just cut out something to see if people were interested in it. She actually got for $2,500, it's exactly $1,474 one place, another place was $1,200, to see if we would be interested in doing this. This doesn't share our names of anything of any substance, but it does show that maybe we could put the magnet on the refrigerator, and like these people that came to me, I thought about this 6 months ago, and people said, nah, don't bother, but after going to pastries for public safety and people were asking about it, I thought I'd bring this back to us and see what the pleasure is.
Councilman Smiley.
I'm just speaking for me. I mean, I have magnets I pay for with my campaign funds, and I still have some of them that I pass out. I'm not interested in it, and I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but my wife and daughter both just got stainless for fridges, and the magnets don't stick.
So could you restate for the record, Councilman Sheldon, exactly what your idea is here?
Well, my idea was if people wanted to go in for it from your budget, we could do that. If this comes up with a couple hundred apiece, was exactly what if Mr. Smiley doesn't want, it's $2,500 for $1,475, close to $1,500. And I just thought if people could take it out of our office budgets if they wanted to and see what the pleasure is for everybody. I already see, now this is just a rough draft.
Okay.
There's a couple numbers. I mean, if we wanted to take the holidays out, because that was just looked at us, that people might look at us and say, wow. we could put the websites down,
yeah,
okay, right. And email addresses. Maybe we'll do that, okay, instead of that. But it was a good thought.
Yeah. Councilman Sheldon.
No, that's Councilman Sheldon.
Councilman Smiley.
You really got him flustered.
I would just ask, if you do this, those council members to participate, please make it clear to the people how they are paid for. Because there's a lot of this, especially now coming up on election year, that will be coming out from campaigns.
I personally appreciate the information that's here. It certainly is valuable. I just don't see myself wanting to put public dollars. I mean, it would be up to the discretion of individual council members if they want to come out of their personal budgets with this. But for us as a body, I just don't see that happening. Yes, Councilman Tackett.
Mr. Chairman, Councilman Sheldon, you see that pastries for public safety handed these out?
No, they handed actually something larger, but you had to write in everything. The vials of life. I mean, I had it, but it was a blank with the phone numbers.
Oh.
So, I mean, you could go home, put it on your refrigerator, and write everything in. But I just thought there's literally 3 different civic associations. They brought it. I'm going to tell you, it's Mike Ramone's. They brought it out, a lady from a pocketbook, and they said, and we were talking about, Perry Sherrills was there, and we were talking about the non-emergency centers, the numbers, excuse me. And they were looking and saying, well, Mike doesn't have that. And I said, well, no, he's a state. And that's why I didn't want to put any state on there. It didn't stop him. He had a lot of errors on there. But it maybe just didn't have the room for it. So I started thinking, how come we can't do this and just put the county numbers, let the state take care of themselves? And, we were there, Patriots. I have the colonel there, people were asking, well, what's this number? What's that number? And I confirmed with him, and I just said, well, I would bring it towards finance instead of public safety.
Well, I don't know. I didn't go to the Pacers of public safety. I wait until they have fruit with public safety. I had to mean
I hear you.
Pacers, right. But, oh, that is virtuous.
Or we could go and take all their calendars, huh?
Councilman Smiley.
I was just going to say, I've been passing out trifolds since I got involved, and I still have people that use the trifold, which you get more on it. And, you know.
Nothing's prevented.
I'm surrounded by, personally, in my district lately, it's the Senate jar openers. So I'm going to start passing out jars because people don't have the food to open with them.
Anybody, any member of council can employ their budget to, as long as it's not political in nature, use this format. It certainly has value, but I don't know if we want to all, you know, put something together.
Well, if nobody has a problem with council people doing this, one of the reasons why I'm bringing it to us, because somebody told me 10 years ago they talked about this, and I just can't remember, honest with you, and I just said, well.
Council Member Diller. You
know, I know that I spent, you know, I bought about 500 magnets personally a couple of years ago, and I'm still trying to give them away. So I think it's a great idea, but I can tell you, if you get even 100 of these things, you know, it'll be 2018 before you get rid of them.
Councilman Smiley.
What we discussed in the past, and council decided not to do, and we discussed a couple of different times, was purchasing any items that were personalized with the council's member's name on it, because it would appear to be promoting political purposes. So that was discussions that we had before. But yeah, these will be good for 12 months.
Any other discussion? Did you want to make a motion, or are you just kind of bringing it to our attention? Or?
Look, I'm not going to, you know, we spoke too much on it already. I mean, if nobody wants it and they think nobody has it, I guess my district's completely different.
A lot of valuable debt.
Mike's is very good. Mike Ramone's is good because people are whipping them out of their pocketbooks. I couldn't believe it.
So a lot of valuable data here, and I think council members can use it to their own initiative within their budget if they decide to or not. Anything else? Unless you want to put it in a form of a motion, or
look, I don't know if it needs it. If council to council looked at this and said that, you know, it's okay. So I didn't know if to bring it up. That people don't want it. We can bring it up. I make a motion that I guess council
contact
county council people who want to do this contact it can take it out of their which they're allowed to do it anyway.
Right.
We don't need a motion for that.
Just don't.
I just didn't want to go around and say.
I do agree. We delete the county holidays.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Councilwoman,
either you're open government or you're not open government. Make up your mind.
Okay. We'll put the website down. That's on the website.
All right. Thank you for bringing that forward. It is very, I think it's a very valuable tool that potentially council members can utilize. Anything else under other? All right. So I'm going to go to public comment. Anything from public? Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
The Finance Committee meeting of November 10th is adjourned. Thank you.